broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 814. We're getting ready to talk to the Hall of Famer, Mr. Hal McCoy.
Yes, sir.
Get connected here. We're also joined in studio by Mr. Don Kemper, one of our favorite guys to talk to.
Absolutely.
And the other guy across the way is Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, everybody. How's Bobby?
I am great.
Good.
I am great.
Golf today.
Golf today. And now we're... Hello, Hal McCoy.
Yes, sir.
Bob Stogler, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are great.
Good, Al.
Harold Feely on the other side of the mic.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
Are you watching any postseason baseball yet?
I've been watching all day. I've got the Arizona-Minnesota game on right now. Just put it on mute.
Wouldn't you love to see Sonny Gray in a Reds uniform?
Yeah, it's too bad they ever got rid of him. It's sad. He's a veteran pitcher that could help all those young kids they have.
Competitor.
Yeah, I agree. We talked during the season, and we were a little bit. We thought the Reds were no doubt rebuilding, and we thought we was a couple years away, and we probably still are. However, we had a hell of a season. Agree.
Mm.
Oh, absolutely. It was, every pundit from Boston to Seattle predicted they would finish last and lose 100 games, and I was among them. they brought up those young kids, a little bit ahead of time, and, man, look what they did. It's unbelievable that they came within one win of making the playoffs.
Yep.
And, you could go back. When a team loses 80 games, there are a lot of games that you look at that they could have won and made the difference, especially that game with Pittsburgh when they were ahead 9-0 and lost that game. That's one.
That was a killer.
That's one that'll forever haunt them.
Yep, that was a killer.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a But you know what? We had a couple of those. We had more comeback wins than anybody in the major leagues. So, it's a give and take, I guess, when you look at it in the big picture.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. That they had the spirit that they never gave up. That was one thing. You didn't want to go away, especially in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. They had a way of coming back and either winning or making it very interesting. And those young kids didn't know anything about pressure. They just kept playing and playing.
Yep. I tell you what, you think like going down the stretch, Hal, that, I mean, those kids that were pitching, I think our arms just got really tired at the end there. It seemed like the pitches were getting up, and then we were giving up a lot of runs early, and it was just, we were always chasing.
No doubt about it,
yeah.
Especially Andrew Abbott, who started so great.
Oh, my, yeah.
But by September, he'd pitch more innings than he'd ever pitched, and it showed down the stretch that he was very tired. And, of course, the bullpen was completely worn out. I mean, those guys were in there every day. And by the end of the year, those guys were tired, too.
Yep, absolutely. All right, partner, here's a big deal. We're going to put your GM hat on.
All right.
I would guess we got to get a starting pitcher. I think we need a top-notch starter.
There's no doubt about it. Got a lot of young, good arms. Got four or five guys that could slip right into the rotation right now. But, you mentioned a guy like Sonny Gray. Any kind of veteran pitcher to come in and help those kids and be a mentor to them and show them how to get out of the fifth and sixth inning and eat up some innings and win some games for them. I think they really need to go out and find a veteran starting pitcher. That would help the team immensely.
Let's look at the payroll, okay? So I think we were, if I remember right, like $85 million this year. And now off the books, we lose Votto, we lose Matt, what's that peckerhead's name? Moustakas.
Moustakas, yeah.
Yep.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, so, he comes off the payroll, right.
So
right.
Here we sit. You think they'll go to 100 million?
That's what they say, that Bob Castellini has said that they're going to try to make the payroll 100 million. So, you know, as you say, you get 25 million off the payroll with Votto and 14 million off with Moustakas. So now you're down around 55 million or so, and you got some money to work with. So there's no excuse for them not going out and improving this team by signing some free agents.
Well, that'd be big.
You have the to me, there's a few of them that are absolutely untradeable. But one of them that I don't think is untradeable is Jonathan India.
He's gone. There's no doubt about it. You know, if they can trade him, and I'm sure they can, that some team could certainly use him. But there's just no room for him. When you look at what they got, you're going to have Matt McClain playing second base, and you're going to have Encarnacion Strand at first, and Ellie De La Cruz at short, and Marte at third. So there's just absolutely no room. I know he's a great leader, and plays with a lot of passion, and but I think Matt McClain is a better all-around player, and he's going to be the second baseman. So India is the guy that's going to be the odd man out.
So your infield set. You got a
set.
Stevenson and Molly stay?
I would say yes. I would say Molly is a pretty good defensive catcher, and he's provided some big hits once in a while, and you know, Stevenson is up and down, but he's getting a lot better behind the plate and handles the pitchers pretty well. So, yeah, I think both of those guys are safe.
So left field, you got to figure, you got to pencil in
Steer.
I mean, kid's unbelievable.
I'll tell you what. I mean, Corbin Carroll is going to be Rookie of the Year. There's no doubt about it. But you talk about Steer, and he led the team in almost every offensive category. Great clutch hitter, great two-strike hitter, plays everywhere all over the field. He gets no respect. Nobody talks about him for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
As I say, Corbin Carroll will get it, but Steer should be right up there. But you never hear any of the national pundits talk about him, and the guy's just been unbelievable for that team.
Yeah, he has. I'll tell you what, I just love him. He's a gamer, man. Them young kids have been so much fun to watch. It's incredible.
That was the thing. They were fun to watch. I mean, last year when they were losing 100 games, I would rather watch Green Acres reruns than watch what they were last year. But this year it was much. Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank Arnold Ziffel.
Use Arnold as a coach last year.
So much fun to watch, and you know, you never knew what Ellie De La Cruz was going to do. He was going to strike out three times a game, but you never knew.
Man, oh man!
He got on base, it was going to be havoc, and he was so much fun to watch.
He brings so much excitement to the game. It's incredible when he stole home. That was insane. That was unbelievable how good that was.
Well, yeah, he stole second, third, and home in two pitches.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. That's impossible.
It's impossible.
But he did it. And,
you know,
hitting for the cycle and hitting mammoth home runs. I mean, the kid's only 21 years old. And, there's a lot of pressure on a kid like that, but you can tell he has fun playing the game. I mean, he's got that smile as wide as the Ohio River.
And, yeah.
He just makes it fun.
And you know what? I think he got tired too, Hal.
I think he did too. I mean, I think all those kids got tired because and when come September, they were in uncharted territory. They hadn't played that many games, you know. In the minors, they only play 145 or so games, and September was, you know, an extra 20 games, 25 games, and I'm sure they were tired. Most of them played every day, and it's a grind.
Yep. If you don't like T.J. Friedl, you got a serious problem with baseball.
Yeah, there's another gamer. He's in the same category with Steer. I mean, that guy, he can do anything. His defense is fantastic. You know, 17 bunts for hits and power. I mean, he can do it all, and plus he brings a lot of energy to that team, too. He's a gamer.
Yep. So now we got Will Benson. You got Jake Fraley. One of them guys are gone, if not both.
I agree. Probably Fraley. I would say, yeah. No, he was hurt a lot last year, and I think Benson showed enough that he's worth keeping and putting there in the outfield. Although I would not be surprised if they went out and got some veteran outfielder to move into that one of those spots.
So you just got your lineup set. You're ready for 2024.
Let's go.
Yeah, how many days of spring training? I mean, my Cleveland Browns are dead. My Cincinnati.
Whoa!
We didn't have a very good day. I can tell you that.
We're huge Browns fans here, partner.
Oh man, there's no bigger Browns fan than me. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. But they keep getting their star players hurt. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
I thought they had a chance to go all the way this year.
Not defensively, they're
hurt, and the quarterback goes down, and it's sad.
It is. I agree with you. It's just part of being a Browns fan.
Yep. Tear your heart out every year.
Absolutely.
You know, I covered the Cleveland Browns in 1964. And that's the last time they won a championship, so I'm going to put myself up for bids to go back and cover them again.
There you go.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Hell, you can cover them for recovery radio.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are you still with Press Pro? Are you still helping them guys write some articles?
Yes, I am. I cover the University of Dayton basketball and football team for Sunny Folks and Press Pros Magazine.
Are you
really enjoy it? Love covering the Flyers.
Well, I bet too.
Are you optimistic on Flyer basketball this year?
They went to Europe, and I don't think they lost a game playing professional teams over there. And Anthony Grant, who doesn't say much about anything, came back and said he's pretty optimistic about the team.
Good.
Going to be a lot of strangers that they brought in from the transfer and from the recruiting, but they look like they're going to be pretty solid.
So let's change topic here a little bit. All right, I want to talk to you about the umpiring. Okay, Votto gets thrown out the last game. And I never thought I'd say this. I'm ready for robo ops, umps.
I don't think I would go that far, but I agree with you. What happened? You know, the umpire. He was a young umpire, first or second year. I know he should realize that this could be Votto's last game and should have given him a little bit of leeway. I know Votto overstepped. You can't argue balls and strikes.
Yeah.
And he got away with it when he was batting. Then he went out and played the field. And after the inning, he went back in the dugout and started shouting some more. And the umpire threw him out. But I agree. The guy should have put some cotton in his ears and forgot about it.
Yeah. What are you going to do with Joey? You got to bring him back, don't you?
That's a good question. That's, you know, if you're playing with your heart, you bring him back. But if you're playing as business, which it is, there's no room for him.
Adios.
You can't bring him back. What are you going to do with him? Incarnation Strand's the first baseman. I don't think Votto would be a very good DH. How much money are they going to pay him to be a DH? I don't know if they're going to do that or not. But he's got that $20 million option, and I don't know the team won't pick that up.
Pick that up.
They buy him out for $7 million. You know, maybe they offer him another $3 million, and if he'll come back for $10 million and be a bench player, maybe they can do that. But I just don't think that that's going to happen. I think we've probably seen the last of Joey Votto.
Do you think that Joey Votto would do that? I think he would.
I think he really wants to come back and be a part of it. He keeps saying that. He wants to be a part of them finally winning a championship. And I think he might come back on a 1 or 2 year contract if they offer him one.
The standing ovation he got, that's what I love about sports. That got me.
Yes.
And that got me how?
That chills through me.
It was
unbelievable. I mean, it just kept going on and on and on. And he stepped out and doffed his helmet, and it kept going on and on. And
I tell you,
finally, you could read his lips and said, "I got a hit.
I got a hit." He said,
"I got a hit." Yeah,
I got a hit. Right.
That was fantastic.
You just don't see that, you know, playing for one team anymore. It's hard to see. When it happens, it is really special.
Yes, absolutely. And they've been loyal to the Reds and been a big part of it. But you know, he's 40 years old and on the downswing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, definitely.
You know, you can't beat time. That's the
thing. We're all that way though.
Yeah, we all have expiration dates. Yeah, that, don't know when it is.
So hey, how's the family? Everybody good?
Everybody's good. We just got back from a week at St. Simon's Island, a nice, great vacation.
And nice.
Just came back Monday, and they pushed me on the plane kicking and screaming to come back. But
You guys doing anything this winter? You got any neat, I think last time, didn't you take a Viking cruise?
Yes, we took a Viking cruise through Europe, and I think it was in April for 19 days, and that was outstanding. And next year, we're going to go to Greece. So
nice.
I've become a world traveler in my old age.
Attaboy.
Good for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Al McCoy, you know we love you, right?
Absolutely.
I love you guys, too. You guys are the best.
Well,
I enjoy
talking
with you guys.
Let's talk again this offseason when we get something going on, and the best to you and your family, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on, and maybe you bring me back when the Flyers are on a roll.
That is the Hall
Thanks
of Famer,
so
Al McCoy. We will be right back. Sports Talk with the Commissioner of the MAC, Don Kemper, right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available. Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 15th, from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom-made by your firefighters, all-you-can-eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free-will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 15th, from 8 to noon, for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Good friend Harold Feely, Neil Spencer, the owner, operator, and all-around good egg behind the boards. We are joined by the commissioner of the MAC, Mr. Don Kemper. Digger, thanks for coming up tonight, buddy.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. I always enjoy coming in and talking to you.
And we sold a wild ticket tonight.
We did sell a wild ticket.
So not only did we get him in here, we got his $100 bill.
All right. We took a big hit from him.
The biggest issue.
Wait a minute. What was that?
Is his house still on here?
Oh, might have been. I had the.
Did you hang him up?
Well, the Skype is off, but this was still some things going
cooking?
On there.
So. You were still cooking?
House says, I'll buy one of those tickets.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
So Digger, how many years is this as the commissioner?
This must be year 11, I guess.
11? Ain't that amazing?
11 and a half, I guess, probably.
Since the Mac started, who's been our biggest? Are you, you got the ring?
No, not even close.
No.
Johnny Seidenbender was original? From 73-74 to I think 1991.
Yeah, you'll never make that. You're dead way before that.
Yeah.
Or his no doubt.
I didn't remember him at all.
You know, he was a good dude.
I don't know about that. Gary Raspberry, the Standard, did a really nice. They did a nice job of covering early Mac.
Yep.
Did you read some of those articles talked about Seidenbender and
really,
he was beyond. He thought outside the box.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff that people don't know about, like Johnny Seidenbender and the Mac in general, and it was mostly Johnny, but they were kind of a leader in girls' sports. I mean, conference sports, there were very few like girls conference sports, and Johnny Seidenbender was involved and got girls sports in the MAC recognized as conference sports probably earlier than most conferences leagues in the area. So
when you 11 years of doing this, and right now there was a big deal going on here, and I'm sure you had the insights on all this with the Delphi St. John's not knowing what to do, and then LCC decides they're going to go to the Northwest. Delphi says we're staying in the MAC. Was that pretty close to happening? Was there some stuff that was rolling there?
As far as
is Delphi serious about thinking about getting
so yeah, I mean I'm not.
I
can definitely tell you that
it would make sense. Todd, the logistics would make sense.
Yeah, and Todd Schulte is one of the nicest guys and one of the better coaches in the conference. Yeah. And we had a couple conversations, and you know, Todd was very honest about it, and he said, "Look, you know, we all have feelings that, you know, none of us." He goes, "I don't know anybody that just wants to leave the MAC." Right. Mm-hmm. But he said, we have to do what's right for our kids. And, you know, fielding lower level teams in some cases, you know, one of the comments he made to me was, you know, hey, tell a girls basketball team that goes down to travels all the way to Versailles for a road game and then comes back and they got beat by, you know, 40 points. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them to do next week in practice? Like, hey, figure out how to score 40 more points or, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'll tell you this, the Northwest Conference, which I have nothing but respect for them, and they have to do what's best for them as well, right?
Right.
So, but they presented a very, I would say, a very good plan for Delphi St. John's as far as what membership in that conference would do for their travel, what it would do for their gate in all sports. And it was pretty interesting, and kudos to the Northwest Conference for, you know, for having the foresight to put that together and present it to them, because I mean, you know, things that people don't understand, for example, Delphi St. John's, they don't have a school board. Right? So they have the priest, they have a principal, they have an athletic director and an assistant athletic director. Well, those four people make the decision.
Is that
right? It doesn't
go
to a school board.
Is that right?
Which is something that, you know, and that's, I think there was a lot of angst among those people, because, you know, I know for a fact Todd doesn't want to leave the MAC,
right?
But again, he's tasked with doing what's best for the kids, mm-hmm. right? And if what's best for the kids goes against what he believes is best for him or best for the school, then he's, you know, and there was a lot of, I mean, it literally came down to the last week.
You think about their junior high teams. So they play at 5:00 at Fort Recovery Versailles.
Yep.
First game's over at 6:00. Next game starts at, they leave here at 8:00. They're home at 9:30, 10:00. Mm-hmm. They got to do that 5 times or 6 times a year, where we do it once.
Right.
And we're like, oh man, Delphi sucks.
Yeah.
You know, drive sucks.
Terrible drive, yeah.
But I'm a St. John's fan. I that atmosphere in that gym, and I'm a basketball, you know, I'm a hoops guy, so there ain't nothing like playing in the Vatican.
It's,
I mean,
hard,
to me, it's
hard to win there. Know that.
Yeah. And you think about what they got coming up and how much fun it is going to be to go up there and play.
Mm, yep.
Even though they're probably going to beat the absolute crap out of us.
Yep. Yeah.
I will not miss some games.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch.
Because that kid and that whole, that thing they got going now. And I can, I mean, I see both sides of it. I mean, yeah. They're, yeah, their
we,
girls
we
program.
Could still schedule them in virtually every sport as a non-league thing. And several MAC schools could, too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a thing that, you know.
I would rather have Delphus than a Laramie or an LCC. That's just my opinion. And you don't have to answer that because you can't.
I would prefer Fort Laramie because it's a half hour drive, and they have Brookins Tavern and Al's place.
Out.
Although I can't remember the bar downtown at Delphus. That's a good one.
Yep. So this last Friday night, Fort Kerry Marion local, Coach Tim Goodwin gets win number 300. What that guy has done is legendary. It really is.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I mean, he's taken a program, and you know, if you think about it, like taking teams and you know, interchanging, you know, so you lose, you graduate a quarterback and a running back and 3-year linemen or whatever, and he has seemingly said, okay, I'm going to take this guy and put him there, and made some changes that just
work perfect.
They just keep clicking, and yep. You know, the thing that everybody is aware of. I mean, all the good coaches have been through it, but there's a day coming, right? As good as Tim is, there's a day coming that you know it's. For lack of a better term, you know, it can't go on forever. And no. And
St. Henry had this.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I tell people that all the time. Yeah. You know, I remember one of my favorite stories. So St. Henry was going through all this. You know, they were winning everything. Bobby Hoying, yeah, Tommy Hoying.
Yeah.
Even a little bit before that, Mike Post, Jim Lachey, those guys. They were winning everything. And so I was working at Minster Machine at the time. And Denny Rindler, who also worked there from St. Henry, he had a car for sale. And so I'm standing in they had a little, kitchenette that people got coffee in the morning. And Denny's standing there. There are a bunch of Marion guys in there. And he goes, hey, guys, anybody interested in a car? Mm-hmm. And everybody's looking, like, what do you have, Denny? And Denny, so, you know, tells the year and the model of his car, and he goes, it's got quite a few miles on it, but most of them are tournament miles.
he didn't sell any, did he?
Yeah.
No. Didn't get a biter on that.
But he loved
it. It was freaking hilarious. I mean, I was crying walking out of there, but.
Tournament miles.
Got a lot of tournament miles.
But
ours don't have, my vehicles don't have a lot of tournament miles on it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's, you know, the thing about Tim and you know, you know him a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he will never take credit for what he's done. I mean, he deflects that. It's the players. It's his coaches, his assistant coaches, whatever. And, you know, it's phenomenal. And, you know, you're not going to see that again.
No.
I mean,
no.
we're kind of witnessing history because, I mean, that's something that it's unimaginable. Mm. That it's happened.
It is.
Yeah.
Has
anybody in the state of Ohio won 300 games in 25 years? That's 12 wins a year.
I believe the answer is no. I did talk to his dad before the game at Fort Kerry Friday night. Bill, who's another, I mean, he's a great guy. He was a head coach at Allen East for years.
Yep.
And I said, hey, Bill, you know, Tim's going for win number 300. How many do you have? And he said 215.
Did he really?
Did yep.
he? Well, they named the stadium after him. Like, so, I mean, he did something.
Yeah, pretty good. Right. Pretty good.
But the funny thing is, and Bill is, you gotta know his personality. He's a lot like Tim. He's
dry.
A little bit dry, a little sarcastic, but he goes, for a lot of those years, we could only play 9 games. He goes, I couldn't get 12 wins a season only playing 9 games.
And
I'm sure he lets his son know.
Yeah, and it was funny, but you know, I mean, he was successful as well, over a much longer period of time, but you know, he was coaching when, you know, there was no playoff. Yep. Or if there was a playoff, it was one team a region. Or 2 teams are reaching.
Yep.
So
going at that time, they did strictly by the polls, right?
Right. Yep.
Let's take a break. Come right back. Quarter 9. We're going to come back. We got plenty of time to talk to Mr. Kemper.
Yeah.
Sports Talk presented by Harold Feely.
The Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians will host Minster in a big MAC contest. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the match, and it will be available on the NFHS Network. Friday night, our football team heads up to Parkway to take on the Panthers. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the game with the Wayne IGA pregame show starting at 6:40. The NFHS video will be available. On Saturday, the ladies will host Fort Laramie, coming in ranked at number 2 in the state. The JV match starts at 10, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the varsity match with the NFHS video available. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
God love him. We're back here at Sports Talk with Don Kemper, Harold Feely, Neil Spencer, myself, Bob Stoggle. We are talking Mac sports in general. We're talking about Tim Goodwin. And now we're going to turn to a tougher subject. And you know, as a commissioner of the league, you get to know a lot of people. And a lot of coaches and a lot of people who are just wonderful people. It's been a tough year. We've lost Brian Hartleman. We lost Joe Bruins. And then we lost one really, really cool dude in Todd Ashbaugh. That really sucks.
Absolutely. And in that string, we also lost Lou Brunswick.
Well, yeah. Sweet Lou.
Tommy Galdean.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tommy Galdean.
Man, yeah. He was Tommy Galdean. He was everything to us, man.
Yep. I love Tommy. I mean,
How can you not
love him?
When you talk about the guys that you just mentioned, Joe Bruins, you talk about Brian Hartlemer, Lou Brunswick, Tom Galdean, Todd Ashbaugh. Like, there are five. Those guys are five of the greatest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
I mean, you really, like, yeah. I am dead serious. when, you know, at the golf tournament, you know, Joe Bruins, I used to golf with Joe years ago. Yeah. We used to golf on Sunday mornings when he was coaching basketball.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And over at the Elks. And you know, Joe, I would get feedback from other officials that were officiating his games, and Joe would complain a lot about, you know, he felt like he didn't get, he got the short end of the
His whine.
Yeah, so he would
he would
complain, and so, you know, when we were golfing, I'd always say, you know, try to help him a little bit with, I'd say, Joe, come on, man, you can't complain all the time. Like, if you complain all the time, nobody listens to you. You got to pick your spots. You got to complain when it's important, not all the time. Because if you complain when it's important and you complain when there's an obvious issue,
yeah,
people are going to listen to you. If you complain all the time, you're background noise. You're like a fan. and you know, we would have that conversation, and you know, Joe, God love him, he would,
yeah.
And then the next game, he'd do the exact same thing again. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
But you know, you talk about those guys, and you know, the golf tournament this year. You know, I go to the golf tournament, and I seriously, it didn't matter how many times I'd seen Joe, but you know, that's always kind of the first, you know, the first time I would run into him in the new school year, right?
Yep.
And he would always say, "Hey, Digger, you know, how's it going?" And he really meant it. Like,
oh yeah,
like he really wanted to know, and he would ask questions that proved that he wanted to know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And just a great guy. And I mean, I love Joe. I remember when Joe was the bat boy for our Acme, like,
yep,
his dad, Whitey, coached our Pony League team.
Yep.
And Bubba Joe was our
bat boy. He didn't have to bat boy for you because you carried yours back when you struck out every time.
Yeah. It was,
okay.
Striking out.
But he threw it down and Joe had to pick it up and put it back where it belonged.
I would actually carry it almost back to the dugout. I would throw it down before I got there.
There you go.
So Joe would feel important.
Right. Yeah. So he had something to do.
Yeah.
But you know, I've known him for that frame of time, and just a great guy, and you know, there, you can go to each one of those guys. Tommy Galdin, I loved coming to a Fort Recovery baseball game and talking to Tommy, because he loved baseball. He loved Fort Recovery.
Absolutely loved baseball.
Yeah, he did. And you know, and you know, a guy like Brian Harlemert, you know, Harley, I you know, there are times you like, for example, I would get text messages from Harley at all different times. Like, you know, you'd do something and like trophy presentation or whatever, and like volleyball, and he'd send you a text and say, "Awesome job,
good job,"
you know, whatever, and
just a that's positive.
That's the kind of guy he was. I mean, and I had a bunch of text messages, and it's really sad, really. I like, probably a couple weeks before he passed away, you know, I was cleaning up my text messages. I have, like, my phone was like, you know,
it's packed.
Yeah. So I'm going through there, and I actually, you know, I thought, you know, there's nothing on there. I'll just delete those. And I figured, you know, he's gonna
right,
replace those.
He'll get some more in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, right, obviously he didn't get the chance, but you know, you take all those guys, and like, that is five of the greatest people.
Yeah. That's a big hit.
We're just so,
they loved everything about sports.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
They loved their schools, but they loved this league.
Yeah.
And they loved the people of this league.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Todd Ashball, I had more fun with that goober refereeing. And he never took himself serious.
No.
No.
But he took a lot of pride in his job. Yeah. I mean, he really
he
enjoyed
it.
Yeah.
He wanted to do good.
And,
he was really good at it, and he loved being silly.
Yep.
But you know, the funny thing is, Todd, so my kids all had Todd as a chemistry teacher and physics teacher at Marion Local. And they loved Todd. Each one of them loved Todd.
Yep.
And Todd would, not every time I saw him, but every so often he would say, "Hey, what's Alex doing? What's Kristen doing? What's Ryan doing? Where are they at?" And he wanted to know exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
And And he, you know, I'm sure he said this to a lot of people, but he said, I just loved your kids in school, you know, and he did. That's what, like, he and Joe Bruins, although they're different personalities, the love for their students and their community. Incredible. And their schools, identical.
And what I saw on Facebook when everybody was putting all their Joe Bruns memories and stories is that what you were talking about, he was always asking about these kids, or he'd be talking about to other teachers and whatever, and he remembered all these things that they would ask, or that he would ask about. When we're doing this, had kids, whatever. He remembered everything about everybody.
Yep.
Anyway, so he really cared.
Yep.
You know, I ask people all the time how they're doing and all this, and I like to hear the stories, but I don't remember any of them. I just know that they're doing good, and I'm happy about that. But Joe remembered all the details about all of these people. I mean, hundreds of people.
And it's interesting because I catch myself doing it periodically where, you know, especially at work, you know, I'll say, you know, I'll pass somebody and say, hey, how's it going? Right. And you just keep walking and they're like, okay, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes when there's a Joe Bruins and there's a Todd Ashball and there's a Brian Harlemert and there's, you know, that group of guys, a Tommy Galdine.
Yeah.
Those guys make you rethink that.
Yeah.
And I catch myself, and there are times I'll be in a hurry and I'll say, hey, how's it going to somebody? And I'll remind myself to stop and listen.
Yeah.
Because
and Joe had the thing about he could, instead of saying how's it going, he would ask a different question that made you tell him an answer, because it's real easy to say great or doing fine today or whatever, off you go. He would ask a question where you couldn't give him that answer.
Yeah. You know, Todd, he's and Joe was the same to me. I mean, like them guys, like what you said, like with him saying about your kids, there ain't nothing better than having somebody say something about, ask about your kids and mean that they really did like them. You know, that's what, Renzi was the same way with Cody, you know, and how's he doing? And, you know, that picture of Cody after they got beat, it's the greatest picture I've ever, I still have it at home. I love it. And, you know, it's Renzi doing his thing, man. Cody's down. I mean, it was a killer loss, and that.
Yep.
He's like, man, you know, tomorrow's going to come up. Sun's coming up tomorrow, but Cody, it's going to be fine.
And that's right.
That's the way it was. That's the way it was. Great guy.
Let's take one more break. Come back. We are going to talk about the rest of the fall sports, and as we get ready for, we got a lot of good fall sports coming up here, and I think tomorrow, district golf. Is that right?
District golf.
So we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 7th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Oldies will be playing all day. There will be a 50-50 drawing and, of course, some of the coolest cars around. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street and check out the awesome cars that will be there. Fall cruise in Saturday, October 7th from 4 to 8. You don't want to miss it.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
He don't know what the hell. He has no idea.
I just
attention, Chuck Rohr. Chuck Rohr.
Yeah,
Wayne Street, ASAP.
Yeah, please come up here and take care of stuff so I can go home.
We turn our attention now to fall sports as it winds down. Tomorrow, the district golf. I think St. Henry boys are in that, I think. I think Minster boys.
St. John's boys.
St. John's boys. A lot of good young golfers. We see them at the Elks there. There's a lot of good young players in the boys' golf. And I would suspect we're going to get some state representative out there. The kid from Delphi St. John's can flat out play. Mm. Kid from Colbar, the Guyer kid, is freaking ridiculously good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good young golfers. Football, once again, Digger the Mac is just kind of freaky strong, really. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, there are some, you know, obviously Versailles. I mean, I told somebody, and they, you know, people that have a vested interest don't really, you know, Marion local fans think the Marion local should have won Versailles game, right? And they did. I mean, they did what they had to do to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Versailles missed, you know, the kid missed a 38-yard field goal that hit probably two-thirds up the goalpost.
Up the goalpost.
And hit the upright and came back.
Yep.
And then he scores a touchdown and misses the extra point.
And he's a good kicker.
And he's a tremendous kicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tremendous athlete.
Yes.
But, you know, I told somebody last week, I said, you know, let's be honest, Marion Local shouldn't have won that game. And
did you about get killed?
Oh, crap.
What are you talking about, Digger?
Don't try to be logical in the town tavern.
It ain't happening. And we get a lot of that, too. I think every town's that way.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the girls' volleyball, and I don't know how. It amazes me. Now, Fort Laramie's tougher than hell. And they beat the best of the MAC.
Yeah.
The MAC is freaky good in volleyball again.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the thing is, Crestview is really good. Yeah. Crestview went to state last year, and I don't think they lost anybody.
Right.
And if they did, it was a
person
that wasn't a key contributor.
It was a Bob Stogler.
Yeah. It was above that.
Well, good point.
Although I've seen you play volleyball, you're a bitch.
Well, I'm a dinker.
Yeah.
I'm a dinker and sometimes a doinker.
That's what Jody said.
Yes.
But Crestview's really good. Obviously, Fort Laramie's really good in the area. New Bremen is going to be, you know, I'll tell you what, at the end of the year when things, you know, when it comes tournament time, she's, you know, Coach Kramer's going to have them ready.
Pretty good.
Coldwater's freaky. St. Henry's playing defense like incredible right now.
Yeah.
We went up to the center game, me and Fee sat there. Yeah. That Gills girl hit one.
Tore her head off.
Yeah, it would have killed. If it hit me in the teeth, knocked all my teeth out. It was.
You just swallowed
it. It had to go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
How hard can a girl hit a volleyball?
I don't know.
Can you get us a jug gun?
I'll find out.
We got to check her out.
It's faster than you can think.
I would.
And almost every team around here has a girl that can dig it.
Nobody
out.
Hit as hard as that Gills girl. That's the hardest ball ever hit in the history of the MAC.
I would say.
I heard it.
Jones.
No, Paige Jones
probably.
Nope.
Hit it hard.
Paige Jones.
I don't know what the girl's name is.
Chloe.
Chloe, you won the hardest hit ball ever hit in the history of the MAC volleyball.
Yeah, it sounded like a baseball.
It did. It was like Harold Feeley against Greg Garmin, 1981.
Couldn't hit him.
can hit him. But if you did, you'd have whacked him a good
way. Hit it hard.
Coldwater, really good. Bremen, Marin. Yeah, it's just awesome.
I mean, if you look at...
Minster's tied for 20th.
Right.
And they're lower part of the MAC. That's incredible. Crazy.
But, you know, I was updating the website the other day, and when you look at some of the teams and their losses outside of conference, they're, a lot of those teams don't have losses outside of conference. And if they are...
Yeah,
they played like top end competition.
Crestview,
Fort Laramie,
Jackson Center. There's some really good ones.
Fairbanks. I haven't seen her name on there.
Okay, Alaska. I don't know anybody played Fairbanks. I don't know where it is.
Alaska, Anchorage.
Long, oh yeah,
long
yeah
road right. trip.
Yeah,
you think Dell's been mad about that road trip?
I go to Alaska,
Fairbanks.
Yeah, yeah. And then we our cross country team. We have a kid here in Fort Covey that is pretty special.
Trevor Heitkamp.
He can run.
How about him?
He's pretty good.
I seen him the other day run through town. I was like,
just flies.
Go, you crazy son of a gun.
Just flies.
Yeah.
He's always by himself.
Well, who's going to?
Nobody can.
You keeping up with him?
Yeah, I'd have to have a golf.
I remember when the cross country guys first started running, Matt Reisner. I'm thinking, what is wrong with this kid?
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, they went undefeated, 158-0.
but then, I mean, you probably remember Ben Timmerman.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
Ben Timmerman wins state.
Yes.
There, look it up. One there.
Yes. It's hanging in our gym, so I say yes.
Okay.
He was a year behind me. I was in college, so I don't remember it for sure.
There is nothing in the OHSAA records that says Ben Timmerman won state.
Okay. Well, it's hanging in our gym. So
I don't know.
He might have big peed it.
He might have
cut across. Took the old side.
Benny and the Jets.
All I know is, like, if you look on the OHSA website, and back then, you know, you could have problems with, because they did team and individual.
Yeah, the one guy who says end of the fourth quarter with Bruce Monin, yeah. he probably did it.
Yeah. Yeah. End of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Yeah, so the cross country, the MAC cross country meet will be at Coldwater, I think it's the week of, what is it, the 14th?
Where maybe? Do they run that?
They run track. Through the track, through the park, and back, then they finish at the track.
I ran that 1 year.
Yeah, I bet it took all year, too. I would have had to run it 2 years.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
I would
he's
have had
got
to,
a good wit.
I would
he's
have had
an
to
idiot,
run,
but
I'd have,
a
I'd have had to run it 2 years.
But, so you have you know, boys and girls golf. They're in the districts now. Football, we're going to be week 8 here coming up. A lot of ranked teams in football, girls volleyball, pretty successful year. I'm sure girls cross country. I can only imagine that Minster's probably going to.
I like their chances.
Yeah,
I don't know nothing about them, but I do like their chances.
Yeah. The thing you said about it may end. It may never end over there.
Yeah, it might not.
That one could go on forever.
And that is truly like.
That's, you know, freak show stuff.
That's decades.
I laugh about, like, so when my daughter Kristen played golf at Marion Local, there was a parent over there that made the comment that, you know, the coach's terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, my daughter plays golf, and she hasn't gotten any better since the beginning of the season. And I said, how much did she play this summer? He goes, well, not much. And I go, so that coach is supposed to turn someone who golfs maybe 3 times this summer
superstar
into a superstar in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Hey, Nancy Zinger did it to you.
Yeah.
Or Nancy Evans. No, who was our girls' golf coach when you started? Boys' golf coach?
Perky Bob. Come on.
Yeah, Perk.
The legend.
The legend.
Yeah.
The upside down bathtub.
Yeah, yeah, the Nash.
The Nash.
We drove in the Nash.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yep. It is amazing. People are clueless. They are absolutely clueless.
But But, you know, the thing is, and you talk to the, like these kids that, that played well in the MAC tournament, you know, you talk to Kirby and they were out there golfing every opportunity they could.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's, I mean, I don't care if you're golfing or cross country or whatever it is. If you're not doing it on your own time, there's not a coach alive that's going to make
you're
you
not
better.
Gonna make you much better.
And, football's the same way. I mean, if you think, you know.
Because if all you needed was a magic sentence to say, oh, you just need to do this, everybody would be incredible.
Yep.
If there was a phrase.
If you wanted to own a radio station.
Yeah. It ain't that hard.
Yeah.
Huh? You don't sell yourself short, you old peckerhead, you.
What I did was buy two computers.
Oh, ta-da!
Hello!
But you have a voice and a face for radio.
Yeah, a face, yes. I don't like my voice, but I'm...
How's the family, Digger?
Everybody's good.
Everybody good?
Everybody good, yeah.
So where's everybody at now?
So,
is everybody in Ohio?
Yes.
Got them all.
Alex is in German Village in Columbus. Kristen is in the brewery district in Columbus.
She's an alcoholic.
Well, yeah.
She wasn't before she got there, but right. Yeah.
But they literally live two blocks apart.
Really?
It's awesome.
Do they ever see each other?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
actually
good,
Kristen was home 2 weeks ago and she went over to Alex's girlfriend made them dinner one night. So she goes over there and, you know, hangs out with them periodically. And it's cool from a parent standpoint.
I was going to say, Dad, that doesn't hurt her feelings at all.
Yeah. No, right. It's awesome. So the kid, you know, when your kids are, you know, friends, I guess. So.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
But, and then Ryan lives in New Bremen.
He does?
Yep.
On purpose?
Uh-oh, we're getting flagged.
I like New Bremen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think everybody I know over there, and I worked at Crown for a while, and Digger was there for a while, all of those people are just awesome.
Yep.
They are. So, a couple things before we let you go. The beard, what's your thinking there? I mean, I don't understand what you're... I mean, Amy cannot approve of that. You look a little bit like a mix of Bob May and... No, I mean,
he didn't look anything like Bob May.
It kind of does.
Well, okay. And,
I think Bob May's an attractive guy.
He is very handsome.
Very handsome. He's
very handsome.
Well,
guy.
I talked to him at lunch today. He wasn't that pretty at lunch.
No. I love Bob
May. Well, he has his days.
He is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he is.
You combination of Bob May and who else were you going
to? I was thinking of one. Okay. No. We'd have got one, though.
He'll come up with it about an hour.
I'll be laying there in bed tonight.
Joke. Should have had a good one there.
Dang it. Big night tomorrow night, Indian Senior Night Volleyball. Get up there and support the seniors at home game versus New Knoxville. Junior High has...
Minster.
Yep. Tomorrow, the Junior High has student appreciation. Everybody gets in free.
Awesome.
Get up there and watch the Junior High kids play. And make sure you get up to the gym for Senior Night. We got a great group of seniors. They've had a tremendous season.
Yep.
Yes.
And let's get let's get a win there for them girls. We're going to try to get the senior volleyballers up here, if not next week, the week after.
Yep.
And
before the tournament.
Before the tournament starts. And Don Kemper, we love you, brother. Thanks for
stopping
up.
Hey, it's always my pleasure and love coming up here and talking to you guys. And look forward to
many more visits.
Many more visits.
Absolutely. Hal McCoy, once again, thank you for taking
the
time. Yep. Harold Feely, you're awesome.
I don't know about that.
Got a new golf cart. See him out? We pulled up and Fee got a new ride.
I did
hear about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It goes 100 miles an hour.
Scooter.
No governor.
No.
No governor.
No. No.
There's no DeWine on that.
We just outran Jim Champ.
That's not difficult anymore.
I could do that now. I couldn't do it back in the old days.
So
I tried it. Didn't work.
McNeil, you're awesome. We will see you guys next Wednesday night. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Have a good one, folks.
See ya.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.